I am here at the 2013 Cattle Industry Conference here in Tampa, Florida, and sitting down here in front of me is J.D. Alexander, NCBA President. J.D., tell us a little bit about what we can look forward to see here in the next couple of days here in the sunny state of Florida.
To begin with, you hit it right. This is a great venue. We're down in Florida, and really the Florida Cattlemen Association and some of their members have really done a great job of putting together a lot of things around the state for our tours to see in that aspect. The convention center here in Tampa is very convenient. We've got a huge trade show that is really, there's anything for a producer to see and find in their operations, bar none. We also got a good convention hotel, so we can hold a lot of meetings in. So we're going to get a lot of accomplished this week. We've got good attendance. We're up near 5,000 people here already, and still people are driving in and welcoming to come. So it's going to be a great week here, and it's also a chance to enjoy some of the Florida sunshine.
Well, this morning there was lots and lots of attendees at the Cattlemen's College. What were some of the highlights of that event, and what brought people all down here to the Southeast?
I really feel that the one thing that we bring to our industry and our producer members is we're always looking for further education, further information, how to make them better operators. That's the key to this, and that's really why I think it's very critical to belong to NCBA is we're always out there looking out for our producers for the betterment of their operations, having a good business climate to operate in, and give them every opportunity they can to succeed. You know, part of that is the educational process, and that's why we go in conjunction with several other companies that help promote this and put on the programs for good educational purposes. You're never too old to learn in this industry. It's changing constantly, and you've got to keep up with change, and that's one of our driving factors, is to bring new and innovative, creative ideas to our people, and this is how we do it in the Cattlemen's College.
Well, later this afternoon, the grand opening of the trade show, as well as the first opening general session. What can we look forward to seeing there tonight?
Well, I'm very excited. It's always it's the chance when you get everybody together in one room, and I think we're going to have a crowd of 3,000 to 4,000 people there. We've got great speakers lined up throughout the convention. Tonight, I believe, or today, it's the TUIs, and of course, coming off of the Super Bowl victory by the story about that pro football player, and he was on that team, I think it's going to be extra special. It's always a chance just to get together to people and get a good message out there. We've got some good entertainment. You know, this is trying to be a new experience every day to have down here. And it's part entertaining, it's part business, it's part socializing. And this culminates it all, and really the end of the day today is going to be a great party in the trade show to get people out amongst our trade show attendees and really have some fun and learn some things at the same time, and it's going to be a great event.
Well, I'm definitely excited. I'm a new NCBA member and my first time here at the convention, so I'm taking it all in. So thank you, JD, for sharing what we can expect this week here as we put our boots on the bay down here in Tampa. Again, standing here talking with JD Alexander, NCBA President. I am Jamie Johansson.